Blog Talk Radio.
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible? Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality. Hello, everyone. This is Shalinda, and welcome to the show. It's Dr. Andrew Cardella on the show this evening about the Extravaganza. Dr. Andrew, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So I must just say you are one of three so far, and I'm actually loving the idea that we're getting to include more men into the show. And so it's rather interesting. The area that I have previously was very female dominated is actually not just becoming more because of the contribution that everybody is. So first thing I need to also ask you is, for, especially for people that might not have heard of you before, is if you can give a little bit of a background, who you are and what it is you
do. Sure. So I'm an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and I'm also a doctor of chiropractic. And right now a lot of my time is spent in creating classes and events for myself and other people. So I host a lot of the access classes or coordinate them, and one of them is what we're talking about, a lot of what we're probably spend talking about today, the FC Extravaganza, and yeah, that's kind of a quick version of me.
So I'm curious to know how you actually got to become involved in your business and doing the work that you're doing, the energy work and the body work especially.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in chiropractic school, and I was looking at other seminars to take because I kind of just knew that I wasn't getting everything I needed or wanted, desired in school. So I started looking at other seminars, and that still wasn't doing it for me. I just kind of got really frustrated. And so I just asked the question. I was like, okay, universe, there has to be something out there that's interested in empowering people and that's fun, or I don't know what else. And then a short while after, I heard Dr. Dane here, the co-creator of Access, on like a telesummit radio show. And I was like, he was doing the clearing statement and all this stuff. And I was like, what is this? This is awesome. And so I went to an Access class, the soonest one in my area. And I've been taking classes and creating classes ever since. And that was about, I think, July of 2011. So is that 5 years now? I think, closing on six, maybe. But yeah, that's how I found Access.
And being a chiropractor and doing Access work, and especially I'm so curious to see what we'll be discovering in the, AC discussion that we have. I think the question that I have is, you being a doctor of chiropractic and also being a certified facilitator, is that something that everyone has in terms of a capacity with body and that you are inviting bodies to and beings?
Yeah, I think that's the cool thing I really, with these SE classes too, because the one class that the SE Extravaganza is with horses and people body. So you're learning how to work on horses and you're learning how to do body work on people as well, with Susie and Glenna teaching you. And it's something I kind of like, really, this the first class they did was in Canada, and it's one of the things I realized was with my extensive bodywork background, it's like I didn't, like, people in this class were learning cool stuff that's maybe on the same level of like creating change in bodies as I got, like, in 3.5 years of school. And it's just, you know, they're just new at it, and they're still able to work with the bodies and create changes and really just tap into actually listening to the body, which is something, you know, that the formalized schooling might not always be focused on. Because really, it's like with changing a body, sometimes it's quite easy. All it is just requiring, like, asking, like what we talk about in Access, asking a question and receiving an awareness, and that's all you really have to do. And some of the times, all that's required to change the body is to actually listen to it.
So ASI class, ASI standing for Energetic Synthesis of Structural Embodiment. So what is that class about?
Awesome. So the SE has a couple different classes. So there's classes taught by Susie Godsey, and there's classes taught by Glenna Rice, and then there's the SE Extravaganza, in which they co-facilitate together. So this class is taught by Susie. She does SE classes for horses, so you learn how to do this body work on horses, which I'll describe more about. And Glenna teaches an SE for bodies, which is obviously where you learn to work on people bodies versus horse bodies. And as you said, SE stands for Energetic Synthesis of Structural Embodiment, which is really long and kind of confusing, a lot of words. I just like to think of it as really these are hands-on techniques. So you're learning hands-on techniques to kind of communicate with the body and ask it to change. I like a lot of these techniques are really looking at kind of melting away the physical limitations or restrictions that get created in the body, and especially in the connective tissue or the fascial system. And the fascial system is basically it's what creates the structure of the body. Like if you took away all the muscles, all the organs, all the bones away from out of the body, the fascial system would, or the connective tissue system would still have the form of the person's body or whatever. So it goes through everything, everywhere, all over the body.
All right. So I'm actually hearing people in my mind going, all right, but I'm not sure what this energy thing is. So
yes.
Could you just give a little bit of information about energy?
Yeah. So the energetic synthesis part of it is we're looking at I just like to think of it as like you're pulling stuff together. You're pulling all these different energies that are available to change the body. And most of the time, people think of this as like, oh, well, this is really kind of like off the body, or it's some form of energy work. And with this class, it's actually not. It's actually very hands-on. It's very physical in what we're looking to change. But the thing is, with when you're actually looking at energy, because everything's just energy, and so in the SE class, we're looking at bringing all these energies together to change the structure of the body. And one of the things that I realized in chiropractic school is we're looking at trying to get this body to change and to reorganize, and you're putting a lot of force into the body. Sometimes, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure. You're putting elbows into muscles and things like that to try and get these muscles to change, to get the structures to relax. And it just doesn't happen sometimes. It just, you know, no matter what you do with it, it doesn't change. But the cool thing about SE is, it's like, okay, well, what energies can we use to change this? And it's like some of the stuff that's really tight just starts to melt because we're actually looking at what's creating it, which is the energy. And you can use this to change the structure of the body, which I think is really cool because I like changing structure. I mean, I'm a chiropractor. So, you know, we have, like, whether it's with horses or people, we have, like, the class is just changing so much in the structure. We had, like, a horse that like, it's changing the structure where their legs were going in, and after a couple sessions, their legs are back to normal, where their hooks are going in, and they're in the proper alignment, I guess you could say. And we have that with people, too, where they're standing up straighter after the class, and they're feeling lighter, or they're feeling like it's less effort to move their body, because all of a sudden, they have a different structure that's creating more ease.
Awesome. Wow, there's just so many directions that this conversation can go, because the idea of having human bodies and horses being together, actually facilitated and facilitating each other, right?
Yeah, it's so, I can't say how cool this class was, because they've only taught in one so far, and me personally, like being in the class, it was such a gift, because I've never worked on animals before, but I've done a lot of work with people, obviously, and it's just like the amount of feedback that I got from my touch and like the body work, just from a professional kind of like, oh my gosh, like this is what's changing in the horses, because the horses will like, you'll get to working on them and they'll kind of give you feedback, but they don't say it with their mouth. So they'll just like, you know, if you're doing something they don't like, they just walk away. And it's not that, you know, it's, you don't have a person that says that. Or you're doing something and the horse starts like leaning into it. You're like working on the horse and it's like, oh, that's a good spot. And it starts leaning into it and it starts changing and shifting and moving its body with you, which was really cool for me, because it's just the kind of feedback you don't really get with a person, because they have this mind going on and they're like, I don't know if I should like this. I don't know. And the horse is just like, okay, this is cool. Yeah.
Okay. So you were going to say?
And then the other cool part, which was like so unique for this class, I think, was that we actually had the horses helping out. Like we had the horses walking around the arena when we were training or learning the techniques on each other. And so the horses would come over and they would either just stand there and be very present, like, or they would actually just like show you where to work on the body. Like one horse, I was on the table and it came over and it just started putting it like using its nose and hitting my knee or hitting my ankle and telling, mm-hmm. like pointing out to the person, like, you should probably work here and you should probably work here. And it was just so really cool and strange at the same time, but it was, oh my gosh, I enjoyed it so much.
Okay, good. Yes, I get the sense of all this. So the question I also have, right, so we were going to talk about the body part of it, the whole part of it, and then combined. Mm-hmm. This class, is it for people that just want to change their lives or go there so that they can learn how to do these sessions on your animals?
So this class is, you know, you can, we had people coming, like you can come to this class if you're just looking to receive body work also, but be aware you're going to be working, get to work on horses too. So because part of the time is spent working on the horses and learning how to work with the horses. And then the other half is spent like trading, you know, between receiving the body work on yourself and also learning how to do it on people. And the class only has the prerequisite of access bars, so it's open to anyone that's taken the bars class. Or no, actually, excuse me, that's incorrect. The class doesn't have any prerequisites. So if you're interested in horses and interested in body work, or it just sounds really interesting, you can come to the class and come play. And it's 4 days, so over the 4 days, we just kind of work with the horses and then work with people, and then you get to lay on a table and get worked on. And, it's quite fabulous.
So what is possible in terms of change with bodies that you're aware of that listeners might not be aware of?
Oh my gosh. So in the last, well, just with this Effie work, you know, wherever we've had people that are really just have like shoulder issues that, you know, they couldn't raise their shoulder to a certain height, and then after 10 minutes of doing like the SE session, like getting an SE session, like a 10-minute SE session, they had their range of motion increased by 50%. So it's really quite dynamic what can change with this. And we've had horses that one of the horses in the SE extravaganza class that Kona actually worked on for a little bit, it had chronic sinus infections and it got all this scar tissue in its throat. And it was a show horse, and I don't know the proper terms because I'm not really a big horse person, but it was a show horse, and it needed to do this special thing where it kind of tucked its chin into its, towards its body or its chest while it pranced around at the shows, but it couldn't do it anymore because all the scar tissue had built up in its sinuses and, like, in its throat area. And it would start, like, choking, or it couldn't breathe properly. And Glenna ended up working on this horse maybe for, like, a half hour at most. And it got all the scar tissue to remodel and to change. And all of a sudden, the horse was able to do it without having, like, to do this motion properly without gagging or choking. And it's really cool with the horses because they let you know. They're, like, so excited all of a sudden. They're like, oh, I don't have this anymore. Thank you so much. And they're, like, bouncing around, and it's quite really cool. So that's two examples. And then a lot of the most common report that people get when they receive the SE session is they just feel lighter. They're like, or they'll say, like, oh, I feel taller. And that's really part, like, one of the most obvious kind of things that people become aware of after this class.
Awesome. So I would like to also find out from you, you using the Access Consciousness tools, what would keep people from bringing about changing the bodies that they say they would like?
Yes, so you're using the, like, in these classes, you're using the Access tool. So we're asking questions. And it's also, like, the idea is with the classes, too, is, like, asking the body a question, learning to be a question with the body. Because part of the energetic synthesis is, like, okay, well, what other energies are available that can be used to change this body or, like, to create the body that they desire? It's really teaching you a different way of being with your body and a different way of communicating with your body, which is really what's changed. Because I've gone to this SE extravaganza, and I've gone to a couple of Glenna Rice's SE for body, Dr. Glenna Rice's SE for body classes. And it's changed the way in which I communicate with my body, moving it more towards, like, oh, me and my body actually work together, or we're working with each other, versus, like, I tell my body what to do.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I'm just going to, like, a lot of people are looking to create a body they desire, but they're not actually asking their body of, like, just a simple question of, like, hey, body, would you like to be like this? Like, what do you like? What would you like to look like? And, like, okay, what do I have to do to make that happen?
Okay. I'm so glad that you're actually mentioning that about you and your body. For people that maybe are not familiar with the concept of embodiment, and, you know, kind of funny that you'd refer to your body as, you know, body, what would you like? What can you tell me in terms of tools that people can use to get to that sense of embodiment of actually being you and your body, or your body being your being?
So, it's kind of like the idea that the body is separate from the being, I guess. Is that kind of what you're asking about?
Yeah, for people that, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So a lot of times, it's actually, I think a cool example would be, so we had a lady that was in one of the, Glenna Rice was doing an SE taster, and so the lady came up, and she had this huge kind of scar on her right side, like on her stomach, well, on the side of her stomach and between her back. And she had been bitten by a horse. Like, the horse was basically, she flew over the horse, and the horse bit her on the side to hold her up, and so she didn't get stomped on by the horse. And so she had this kind of really dense kind of scar that had, like, the horse bites on it, and she's had it for, like, 20 years. And so Glenna started to gently work on it to get the tissue and the scar tissue to remodel and to change, right? And after the session, the lady, like, the coolest thing, she was like, I didn't realize this part of me was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, like, I this is a localized kind of thing, but I think that's kind of what Essie's changing with the whole body, is that you have this, it's like working with the body, and all of a sudden you're finding out, like, oh, I thought, like, you're becoming aware of all these things that you're kind of always missing, but it's like the most people like don't even realize they're missing their whole body a lot of the time, because they've cut off their awareness of their body, or they've cut off different awareness of different things, and it's like this SE work kind of is bringing people back into a sense of having a body, and it's not like something separate, or it's not something like that moves like a robot or anything like that. Did that answer the question?
It does, because it also it brings to mind if people are more present with their bodies and in their bodies, and coming from a class like this, you actually have all these different, almost want to say, capacity to create in your life. So could you talk about that as well?
Yeah, so these are so good questions, because you're bringing up all this stuff that's changed in these ESSE classes. Because we had one girl that was in an ESSE for Bodies class, and she left, and she had to go to this family function, right? And we all know, like, family functions are just really a lot of fun for most people. And so she left, and she came back to the class the next day, and she was like, I don't know what this class is changing, but it's, like, changing the structure of everything. So it was like all of a sudden she had more ease with being around her family, and she didn't get like bogged down or anything else. And I think that pointed out and kind of revealed to like Glenna, because it was her class, and to me, is that it's not only changing the structure of like your body, but actually changing the structure of your reality and changing the structure of your life. So it's like reorganizing and remodeling all these things, or at least like how you view them, your point of view, to create more ease in your life and to create more ability kind of to move through life, or to create your life with a lot more ease, which is kind of quite unexpected, because you're like, how do I get that out of a bodywork class?
Because it would seem as they're working on the body, also changing the energy of it, it resonates into a much bigger field, as you mentioned, that actually allows. So it's interesting, because it's almost as if it opens up different spaces for people to choose differently than we chose before.
Yes, totally. That's really a lot of what we're seeing, is that people just have this different sense of embodiment and what's actually available to them. And the cool thing is, like, in Access, we'll talk about, you know, if you're giving a session, you're getting a session. So even when working on the horses or anything, like, it changed my world just working on these horses, which is kind of odd, because you're like, well, you're working on the horses. But I'm like, no, it's like working on the horses. I was just like, because I got out of the class, I was working on the horses, and like the horses would move away, or that wasn't what they wanted, and they just like kind of like shift away, or they move. So like you would know that that's not where they wanted to touch, and like you weren't wrong for doing it that way, and the horses weren't wrong, because they're just like, no, that just doesn't work for me. But a lot of times in like interacting with people, it's like if you put your hands on them, or you even say something and they don't take it the right way, it's like you're wrong, or they're wrong, or something happened, and it's instead of just, you know, oh, that didn't work, because that's all it was with the horses, is it's like, oh, that just didn't work. And they're like, you know, try here or try here. But it's not like that. Well, at least for me, it was just kind of eye-opening. I was like, oh, wow. And
yeah, wow. That's awesome.
And we had people, and like even when working on the horses, it was so cool, because stuff would change in their body, and you would have a sense of it, and it would change something in your body in the weirdest way, because all of a sudden this energy changed, and you're like, my body feels different. And I'm like, that's really, it's just very interesting and so cool. Because you're just like, oh my gosh, I get to work on someone, or I get to work on it, and it changes stuff in my body too.
Wow. The key words that come up for me as you were talking there, the one was actually getting to the space of stepping out of what we kind of buy in as, you know, reality here. And the other word is allowing for you to show up differently, and for you to show up being vulnerable, no, this is not working for me. So it is really interesting to actually get the sense that this class can have steps to what is possible. So maybe talk a little bit more about the wrongness that people buy, and you know what is wrong that people buy the wrongness as it's all right. And then also allow it brought up in these classes.
Well, I think we'll start with the allowance piece first, which is because these horses have a huge amount of allowance, you know. So it's just like they're not making, like, they don't have a mind. They're not going to say you're wrong or this is right or this is. It's just kind of this awareness of what their body requires, and they're like, they just let you know about it, you know, whether they have a mouth or not, that they have other forms of communication. And it's different in the allowance they have of just like, hey, that's not going to work. And they're just very clear on that. But they don't, like, yell at you, or they don't, you know, get, like, stomp off into a rage or anything like that, which is really interesting. And so it's also these animals, which was so cool about the Essie Extravaganza class, because we had these horses there while we were working on bodies. And so they're just contributing this sense and this space of allowance of just like, hey, okay, that didn't work. Like, what else can you try? Or, hey, like, and it was just, it was really cool to have that, like, the animal sense of allowance, because they don't function from right or wrong, and they don't have these minds that are always going and going and going and calculating and computating, am I doing this right, am I doing it wrong? They just like to play, and they just, you know, have a sense of this is going to work or this isn't going to work. And so to have that and to kind of do body work with that space, because, you know, in most traditional kind of body work kind of backgrounds, especially chiropractic school, it's like there's a correct way to do it and the right way to do it. And, like, that's, you know, if you're not getting the results or you're not changing something, you're obviously doing something wrong, which isn't the way that this class operates in, like, the space this class functions from. And then I think the second part you said was about wrongness, right? And the wrongness, that the sense of wrongness people have. And I think that's kind of just overall what that Essie is changing, because it's like we were talking about, it's the energetic synthesis of structural embodiment, and it's changing the structure of the way people embody, because most people walk around, you know, with feeling like they're wrong, or knowing that they're wrong and that's the only way they can be right, or trying to be right, but they already probably know they're going to be wrong, so they just might as well be okay with it. And it's like, that was one of the things that the Essie Extravaganza class changed for me too, was just like, oh, it just gave me, like I was saying, this sense of like, oh, it's not wrong, it's just not working, or I need to become aware of something else. But I wasn't wrong for doing what I was doing, it just wasn't going to work. Did that answer the question?
And it just made my body all excited, knowing that, you know, possibilities that come about when we can just for a moment have that awareness and go, oh my goodness gracious me, you know, I'm not wrong. It just doesn't work. And getting clear on what does work for you, I see a lot in, you know, in people coming to me where they agree on what works for them, and that much rather not have what works, they don't have to upset or, you know, look at what other people would like. So that's interesting that this can change. What makes it valuable for people, however, what you've seen in the classes and made examples, for people to actually put themselves last, you know, going, well, this doesn't work for me.
What was that? I missed the last part of the question.
All right. So I was, what makes it valuable, and if you can maybe give us examples from the class, for people to put themselves last rather than going and be, oh, this works for me. And
yeah. I, I think it's just, and that was kind of like one of the awarenesses, you know, like this, that I'm talking about with this horse incident, because it was like that they're like, the horse isn't going to do like, oh, I need this person to like me, so I'll just be okay with the way, what they're doing to me right now or what's going on. It's like the horse is like, no, that doesn't work, I'm going to walk away, or no, that doesn't work. But we're not, you know, we're not all given, like, we don't give ourselves that option. We usually, like you said, we'll put ourselves last or take care of someone else's needs or requires rather than handling ours. And it's just kind of interesting what you're asking about, because I never looked at this class as kind of contributing to people becoming aware of, like, something that creating a life that works for them or creating a body that works for them. Versus, you know, putting themselves flat. And I guess I think it would, it seems to me that I'm just becoming aware of the, that in changing the structure of the body and changing the way we structure things, because a lot of times we're putting ourselves down, and this class starts to actually change those areas where we're putting ourselves down or we're creating a structure, like, especially in our body, because a lot of times, like, the body will take on the form of, like, whatever energy, the structure of whatever energy. So you'll see people that like, don't have, quote-unquote, good self-esteem, which I don't really like to use, but they're just down on themselves, and they have rolled over shoulder. Their posture kind of mimics their, or shows what's going on in their life. And, like, with this Essie class and with changing the posture, it starts changing all of that, which is...
Yeah, what's the spin on changing from the inside out? Because
yeah.
changing the body actually to change the energy and the rest of it.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of, because a lot of times we've just had these things that have been put on us that we don't really know how to deal with, you know, so we have these structures that are, like, you know, projected at us or whatever, and we're just kind of doing the best we can with them, but they're also projected at our bodies. And it's like the Essie starts kind of weaving in and undoing these structures, these limitations that have been placed on us. And all of a sudden the space that you have available, like you were talking about, expands, but also the space that the body has available starts to change and morph and shift. And that results in the structure of the body actually changing quite dynamically. In a session.
Oh, wow. I just became aware of it's some people having the point of view that actually do to the body in order to change, where if they would maybe just go, body, I'm an allowance of you changing, that could also create a dynamic, almost a speed in which changes can show up.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that both Susie and Glenna talked a little bit about in the class, is just being an allowance of your body changing, and just kind of, and being willing to go with the body in these classes. And especially Dr. Glenna talks about this a lot in her Essie for Bodies classes, because it's part of the Essie work starts getting the body to unwind and to move kind of naturally, you know, like how a cat would stretch out and just kind of like stretches and just stretches for, like, you know, a couple minutes. We don't really do that with our bodies, but it actually starts changing the structure or the fascial system. It starts unwinding. But most people are taught to control their bodies and to make sure it doesn't move or doesn't do anything awkward. And we place all these structures on the body to, you know, keep it under control. And this class starts undoing those structures that we place on it that don't allow the body to move. And like you said, just, you know, getting to the place of allowance of, like, okay, body, what do you really require to change this? And, like, I'm cool with it. Do it. And the other cool thing is, like, when you have allowance of it, you can just be like, okay, body, this really isn't working right now. Like, is there something else you can do that would be different? Or can we wait until we get home to start feeling sick? Or not feeling sick, but, you know, to have these, like, to start our immune system kicking up. Can we just hold off for, like, maybe an hour? You know, we're out in public right now. And those things, you know, we have stories of people being able to do this, because they're just asking their body, but they're also an allowance of it.
Sure. It almost is, for me, it's as if you are getting the playmate. You know, if you're willing to have what you guys are facilitating these classes.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I wasn't sure if I lost you for a moment. So people that have not done body work before can talk, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally. Okay. It's open to Susie does SE for horses, and her beginning class, I believe, doesn't have any prerequisites. And Dr. Glenna Rice's SE for bodies class has the prerequisite of access bars. And then this SE extravaganza class, where they're both teaching, which is 4 days, doesn't have any prerequisites either. And so you don't need a bodywork background if you're just curious about horses, or if you're curious about bodies, or if you're curious about horses and bodies, or you just want to come to the class, you can. And it's not something a lot of people are like, well, I don't have any knowledge. I don't know if I can handle it or whatever. This is really, the techniques are very simple in application, and it's just amazing, like, what kind of changes can get created.
Mm-hmm. Right. And horses can be posing to some people. That this is a good place for them to meet.
Yeah, I think the horses that we use in these classes are quite gentle, and, you know, have been around a lot of people. So it's not like we're throwing you into, like, an arena with, like, a bucking horse or anything. All of these horses have been, we pick horses that are very kind and gentle and looking for people. So I think if it's something you're curious about, and you're, like you said, you would like to kind of maybe meet horses and everything, it's a great opportunity to have that, because we usually have horses, and you can, and even with the horse work, you can wade into the waters, if you would, of, like, working on the horses, because we can pair you up with someone else. You can, and Susie and Glenn are walking around the arena when you're working on it, and you can ask them tons of questions. So I think it's really cool if it's something you're curious about, and you would like to play with animals, or maybe see it, you know, investigate that further. It's a great opportunity for that.
Okay, phenomenal. So quick, when are these classes, and where will they be?
Ah, yes. So there's going to be, there's two SE extravaganza classes scheduled right now. There is one in Germany in February 18th through the 22nd, and that's of 2016. And then there's one in Australia, we don't know where in Australia yet, May 24th through the 24 days, so the 27th, there we go. And both of those are on the Access Consciousness website, and you can find, they're both Susie and Dr. Glenna Rice are listed. So if you check either of their websites or search for them, you can find them there. And we're also planning one for the United States. It's not up yet, but it'll probably be sometime in August. And then there's an SE for bodies class with Dr. Glenna Rice in San Francisco on December 12th and 13th. And then I know Susie's doing some beginning SE clinics. There's one at the beginning of the year in Texas for horses. And I know she has some other ones, but I don't know.
I'm also curious about the horses. Is it, I almost want to say, a natural thing for them to want to contribute to humans and the bodies and the beings in these classes?
Yeah, it's strange, because this is, like I said, that the SE extravaganza class was my first class with having horses or even working on horses. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been horseback riding a couple times, but that's really the extent. And the cool thing was just, like, these horses' willingness to desire to contribute to your body and to you, and to really assist in, like, changing what's going on for you, which was just, and it was cool to watch the horses. There was one thing, we have a picture of it. There was a couple of horses. Susie was working on one horse, on one side of the horse, and then there was another horse that came over and started working on the other side of the same horse Susie was working on. So it was like Susie was changing, like working on one side of the horse, changing the tissue, and the other horse was over on the other side doing something too. And it was just so cool to see all these horses contributing to each other and to us. Because there was a couple of people when they were working on, like I said, the horses would walk over and they would touch certain, like they would hit their nose or they would come over and like point out to the people working, like where they should touch or to assist. And they were just so willing to contribute whatever they didn't, you know, and it's just such a different thing because most of the time we're taught like people are looking to like to give us something, but they're not really just freely giving it. There's obviously some obligation or they're expecting to get something out of it. And these horses were just like, here. It was definitely a different perspective, you know.
Awesome. So I know in the beginning you spoke about SE working on the facial system of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you gave a little bit of an explanation for what that is, but I'm going to ask you if you can please do that again. Because I think
sure.
Now that I've heard more about the conversation, I can go, oh, okay, so that kind of ties up for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So a lot of times, if you have any kind of anatomy background, a lot of people will break the body down into muscles, into organs, into all these things. But that's not actually how the body functions, you know. It's not separate parts and pieces. It's actually one whole kind of thing. So the fascial system is what connects everything. A lot of times, or we'll call it the connective tissue of the body. So, you know, your ligaments and your tendons are two obvious examples of this. But it's actually, the fascial system is what goes through each and every cell, and it's around the cells. And it basically, I like to tell people, it's like, you know, with suspension bridges, like it's the cable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the cables, and then it also wraps around the bones and goes through the bones and all, like, and through everything. So it's these cables that really are, like, these tissues, like, these strings, actually. It's like they look like tiny strings that go through all of this stuff and hold it all up. And so sometimes what we talk about is that these strings can get kind of knotted, or they can kind of be, like, you know, with, like, scars and stuff, they can get clumped together. And what we're looking at doing in the SE classes is undoing these areas where it's clumped or where the strings like are clumped together or are bundled together, and we're getting them to reorganize and to remodel and to move freely.
Okay, well that's quite phenomenal. It is so, you know. You're talking about that, I'm going, oh, how beautiful are our bodies, you know, and how intelligent are they?
Yeah. And another response we get a lot of times is when we're doing this is like with the, Glenna or Susie will show a technique. Well, I know in the body classes, in the SE for Bodies, because I've been there a couple of times, the person on the table will be receiving something and they'll comment, I wanted someone to like do that for like months, or like I wanted someone to put a hand there in my low back or to touch that spot forever, and it starts to change and to kind of melt, and the person is like, oh my god, that feels so good. Do I have to get off the table? Can I just like stay here? Can you keep working on that? And it's just really, oh my god, it's so cool.
Wow. Okay, so you were talking earlier about also all the stuff that we take on from other people, and we actually lock it into our bodies. The SE classes and the way that the work is done, or whatever that would be, does that also allow for what we lock into our bodies to be released?
Yeah, totally. A lot of times we'll talk about it too, is that people will have, you know, like a healing reaction or something like, I don't really know how to put it in a way, but people will say that they'll, like, quote unquote, get sick, but it's not really getting sick. It's like them actually releasing the stuff that was locked into their body that the body now can get rid of. And, or we'll have, because a lot of, many times when people receive, like, the fascial work or changing the fascial system, these pockets of where they've locked toxins or where they've actually, you know, energetically locked stuff into their body can, like, releases, and the body starts removing all of this. And so quite a few times I've received it, or and other people have, and they've been sore, or they feel like they just had a really good workout, because all of a sudden all of this stuff is releasing and changing, and it's not really quote-unquote soreness. I wouldn't really describe it, because I know it's like what my body requires to change, and like my body's just letting us know that it's changing. And even with these horses, Susie likes to talk about is how after they receive a session like that, she recommends to people that they don't really, you know, ride the horses or work the horses out afterwards, because the entire body, their structure of their body is changing, and they need like a day or so or 2 days to kind of like be able to move around and see how their structure is changing.
Yeah, because it's almost as if the way we lock stuff in becomes very rigid, and when we get the work done, there's a fluidity that then becomes available, and it just almost like water that gets twirled around in a glass. It gets muddled up until it just gets to almost a natural way of, oh, this is home. I feel good.
Yeah, and that's really kind of. If and you know, no one's really said that, but that's like that energy, like what you said of like, ah, oh, yeah, this is home. It's like really that's what the body works looking at creating for people is like the sense of that, like, ah, oh, like where they actually have a sense of relaxation with their body, where there's not all this tension that they're holding onto.
Yes, because I mean, I'm just tapping into, you know, the people listening now and in the future, and if we just become aware for a moment of each body, and as you said, the tension and the stuff that they carry around, it's just so, it's uncomfortable, I think, in a lot of ways. And you know what's interesting for me, Dr. Andrew, is actually how people have made that uncomfort comfortable in this reality. Just so they can carry on living. It's insane.
Yeah. And I think that's really interesting, because sometimes, and we'll talk about this with the SE work, and especially the bodies more, because the horses don't really have this point of view. But a lot of times people, when they get working on it, sometimes like the fascial system will start to change, and it will like, you'll get like a muscle cramp or something. And people are like, oh my gosh, something's crapping, like there's something wrong, this is really uncomfortable. And and like you said, they want to be back to the comfortable, but it's like that's the way the body's changing. It's like the body's cramping because all of a sudden it's like molding and changing like this area of tightness that you've had, that you've been living with, and all of a sudden the body's like, oh, we can change this now, and it does it. So it's like it starts cramping, and then like 5 seconds later the cramp is over and the body changed its structure. It changed the way it was functioning. And most people, like you said, are looking for this. They're already uncomfortable, but they're comfortable with it. But now they're not willing to be uncomfortable, even though they're uncomfortable to begin with. So it's one of those, everything is opposite appears to be nothing is opposite appears to be moments.
Yes. So I actually had someone sending in a question of asking about whether these sessions can be done remotely. So for me personally, I kind of like it when my body is touched. So can you talk about, and you being a chiropractor, also being physical on bodies versus not touching bodies? What do our bodies like?
Yes. So these sessions are definitely not remote sessions. These are hands-on. The person's body is in front of you and you're touching them. Because part of what, like we were talking about, is this creating this allowance and this vulnerability of allowing the body to change and being present with the body there and being having hands-on and touching the body is part of that. It's what creates a different sense of that too. And also we're looking at really changing the physical structures of the body. So this is like something physically that requires, you know, you in physical contact with the body. Not to say that distance sessions aren't great or they can't change physical stuff in the body. There, with these ESSI sessions and with changing the structure, the fascial system, it requires physical contact.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so this is just so phenomenal. I'm so grateful for you for having this conversation, because what it has opened up for me in terms of awareness and going, oh yes, my body just so wants to go to these classes, is awesome. I'm really grateful for you having been willing to have this conversation. We're kind of getting to the end of this evening's show, but I would like to know, is there anything else that you would like to tell people about both Dr. Glenna's facilitation and that of Susie's, as an invitation about what else is possible?
I really didn't talk about it, but I think the cool thing about the ESSI Extravaganza class, which was, you know, I know I'm a host of this class, but I'm really a fan of this class too, because it was amazingly cool how well Susie and Glenna worked together with this class, and how much their facilitation skills and the difference in their backgrounds complemented each other. Because Susie comes from she doesn't have a professional bodywork background. She just has like received a lot of bodywork sessions and then started working on people and working on horses and stuff. And then Dr. Glenna Rice, she's a doctor of physical therapy, and she's been doing this, you know, for 20 years, like as a clinician. And so to have them both together and to have the kind of play of someone who just came up, you know, from receiving this bodywork and got really interested in and started working on it, to someone who has professionally trained in it, it's just like, it's cool to have that broad spectrum of awareness and possibilities in the class.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in the beginning as well, because it's not just the physical aspect, they also are speaking to, is the term that comes to mind, the energetics of every body and every being that show up and looking to create different realities. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. That is just great. So we've got February is the first one. February. So you said that's in Germany, right?
Yes, February 18th in Germany.
Oh, that's just after the facilitation or the 7-day class in South Africa. So people can, if they're here in South Africa, there's more than enough time to jump on a plane and get to Germany.
Yes, there is. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Awesome. Fabulous. So thank you so, so much for being on the show and for talking to us about the ESSI Extravaganza. I will make sure that with a replay that we send out to everybody, we'll also include the links for the different classes. And please do keep us, in touch, or let us know of any changes and more stuff. If there's like anything that you guys are doing, please let us know so that we can let the people also know that they can join you on calls or anything else.
Actually, I do know Susie and Glenna are going to be doing a free telecall about ESSI Extravaganza, I believe December 21st. So I can get some information together for that, and I can get that to you, and that way you can get it out to all the people listening so they have information about that if they want to know more about Susie and Glenna and the ESSI Extravaganza class.
That will be phenomenal. Thank you so much. And with that, we are at the end of the show. Dr. Andrew, I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a huge pleasure. And for everyone listening, I am so happy that you have joined us. And I look forward to having you on the next show. And please be on the lookout for the email with all the information on the ESSI Extravaganza. So with that, I bid you guys farewell, and we'll speak soon. Bye.
Bye.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.